Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? Oh, in Las Vegas, the weather is beautiful. The sun is shining. It's about 70 degrees out here. It looks like it's getting ready to be wintertime. Summertime, all over again. I don't know what happened to the winter, because we only had a few days of rain and a few days of cold storms. But other than that, it's gone bye-bye. And now the weather's starting to get warm, which we're known for having hot weather in Vegas. It's the desert, people. And Las Vegas is in the desert in Nevada. So, I'm telling you, the weather is starting to get hot. Even though they're having a couple of rainstorms back east, but on the west coast, oh man, it's beautiful. The sun is shining. It's about 70 degrees out here. It's no wind blowing. Oh, it's beautiful. In fact, I got a jacket on, and I can take my jacket off, and I can lounge in my patio, because it's not cold at all. It's so warm and so beautiful. Oh, it's just the way I like it. This is California weather, people. This is how it is in California. It's 70 degrees at when it's cold, and it's 80 and 90 degrees when it's hot. So this is California weather. That's what I tell everybody in Vegas. I say, this is California weather. It's warm, and it's nice outside. And I bet if you go to the casinos, you can go into the pool area and actually find people in the swimming pools. And they're getting down in their bikinis and in their G-strings. Oh, yeah, I remember last summer when I was at the pool. Oh, man, it was some sights for sore eyes. It was so beautiful. And now it looks like it's getting ready to turn into that type of weather all over again. Well, that's good for Las Vegas. It's good for the West Coast. We got sunshine coming, people. And it looks like it's going to be here for a while. I haven't heard any news reports that said that it's going to get cold, that it's going to be storming, that we're expecting rain I haven't heard anything like that. So I'm just knowing that I'm in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is beautiful all over again. Oh, it's a good place to hang out and party and see all the girls on the strip. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. I know the girls are out there wearing their little or nothing, and they're getting ready for the summer. They're getting their outfits together, getting their hair done, and getting ready to walk around and be seen. Because after all, this is the entertainment capital of the world. And when you come to Vegas, you can see they got a comedian on stage. He's doing his thing, and he's a good comedian. I can't even think of his name. That's a damn shame. He's a black comic, and I can't think of his name. But Diana Ross is here, and Celine Dion is here, and they got a couple more people that are here. Oh, man, they got the Temptations here. They got a Boyz II Men is here. They got Penn and Teller is here. They got the Blue Man Group is here. Oh, man, they got all kind of entertainers here. They got Cher is here in Vegas, and they got Donnie and Marie Osmond is here. Oh, man, everybody's here in Vegas. They're making their premiere debuts in the showcases around Vegas. And you know what? They're getting ready to have the basketball tournament. The NCAA tournament is getting ready to take place sometime this week. I think they're going to play on. It's going to be a good thing for anybody that's wanting to wait on basketball. It's getting ready to happen. And the pros are playing right now. I think they got like 10 games left in the season. Unfortunately, I don't think the Lakers are going to make it to the playoffs. But, you know, that's what happens when you get a new star. LeBron James showed up at the Lakers, but I don't think they're going to do anything this year. They got to get their team together. So, I don't know. Well, anyway, let's talk sports. Let's talk football. We got the Alliance American Football. Yeah, we got DJ Poppy D.
Okay, week that 6 of the AAF. The Salt Lake City Stallions beat the Memphis Express 22-9. The Arizona Hotshots beat the Orlando Apollos 22-17. The San Antonio Commanders beat the Atlanta Legends 37-6. And the Birmingham Iron beat the San Diego Fleet 32-29. So that puts Apollos in first place with a record of 5-1. The San Antonio Commanders and the Birmingham Iron are tied for second at 4-2.
Right.
The San Diego Fleet and the Arizona Hotshots are tied for third at 3-3. The Atlanta Legends and the Salt Lake Stallions are tied for fourth place at 2-4. And the Memphis Express is bringing up the rear at 1-5.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, that's the standing for the football. So everybody has a win and everybody has a loss. So now we're just waiting to see what the last 2 weeks are going to bring. So we got games coming up next Saturday and Sunday. So we'll see what goes on the last 2 weeks of the football, and they'll have some kind of playoffs, and they'll have some kind of Super Bowl So we're just going to keep watching and see what happens. This is the first year that the football teams played, and believe it or not, they ran out of money. They couldn't even meet payroll after the first week. But we hope they got all of that organized and got all their teams paid and all their players got paid. So everybody's still trying to win a championship in this new league. All right, we got eight teams, and I'm hearing on the grapevine that Las Vegas may have a team to play in the AAF next year. So we got the Raiders coming next year, but they may even have another team playing in this new football league next year. So we got to wait and see what's going on in Las Vegas. Las Vegas has a good sports capital. All of a sudden, they got the Las Vegas Aces, which is the girls' WNBA. That's right. Women's basketball has the Las Vegas team here, and they've been playing really good. And we got the Razors or the Lasers, which is the Las Vegas soccer team. And I heard they've been winning. They've been playing pretty good. And they have a pro soccer team. And then they got the Las Vegas Golden Knights. The Knights are getting ready. They're in third place right now, but they're going to make a run for the playoffs like they did last year under their first year of signing up and having a team. They actually went all the way to the championship game and lost in three games. But they were there, so we want to give them credit. And now they got a year under their belt. We'll see if they can actually pull it out, because they can go back to the playoffs. They've been there before, and they can win. And we can say Las Vegas Golden Knights are good. They're really good. So if you want to watch hockey, the Golden Knights is a good team to watch. They're really good. All right. Now we got, let's see, we got the Golden Knights, and we have a baseball team that's coming here. Now, I don't know exactly where they're coming from. I thought we were going to get the Oakland Athletics were coming to Vegas. So we were going to have a pro baseball team here, even though we got the Las Vegas 51, which is a semi-pro team. But a lot of those guys from the 51s get drafted. They end up going and playing in the majors, and they're doing really good in the majors, because I recognize a couple of the guys that I used to go to Cashman Field and watch the baseball team play, the 51s, and some of their good players and their pitchers ended up going to the major leagues. And I recognized the names of some of those players, so I was really happy that they actually went to the majors. They went to the show. That's what they call it when you're in baseball and you're not playing minor leagues no more. You're playing at the show. That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros, and I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up, trying to show off to all my new teammates that I could do the most. I could hit on either side, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. and I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball that broke and hit me in the jaw and broke my jaw on both sides. And I had to have 15 stitches put in my mouth, in my jaw. And then I had to have my mouth wired shut for like 3 months. Well, needless to say, that was the end of my baseball career. Because I couldn't get back in the batter's box. I was running from everything they were throwing. And I'd never been a runner before. And I played baseball ever since I was like 4 years old. So going to the pros is where I was directed towards. And I can't believe it. But, you know, shit happens. And even though my claim to fame, I was looking forward to being a pro athlete, making millions of dollars for my family. I had to turn it over to my baby brother, who was a football legend in California. But he went to college and he faked the funk. So anyway, it's time for a commercial break. Papa D, play a song, drop some commercial spots, and we'll be back in a minute. And I moved from skating down on West on Washington at the Washington skating rink. I went down to the bowling alley complex where my mama used to bowl. It was called Midtown Bowl, and they had World on Wheels skating ring down there. And I went to World on Wheels, and I went in there, and David was working as a skate patrol, because I told you David skated real good because his daddy owned Washington skating ring. So he got a job at World on Wheels because they had more girls down on World on Wheels. So he'd go to World on Wheels, and we'd be skating. And I got in free because I knew David, and he got me in. So I would get in, and I'd be skating around, and oh, I was doing all my fancy tricks and stuff. And they had a lot of skaters because that was in South Central L.A. So they had a lot of fancy skaters. They had guys and girls that go to the skating rink all the time. And they would be skating up a storm. So I was learning all the new little skating tricks. And I was doing the best I could do. But I was learning all the new tricks. So I was getting to be pretty good on skates. I could always skate backwards. And I could crisscross. And I could skate on my front wheels and then skate on my back wheels. I was really good. I could twist. I was good. So I was skating real fancy down at World on Wheels. Yep, I used to hang out down there, and it was pretty good until I got to be a little older. And then I didn't go to the skating rink anymore.
Good times,
going ice skating, and ice skating is fun, but it's a little different than roller skating because you're on that thin metal blade, and if you slip, you can bust your butt open. And I was like, I fell one time and hit my head, and I had a headache for like 5 hours. I was hurting so bad. I said, well, I ain't ice skating no more.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world? Hey, this is G Money, the Pimp Kelly. I told you my album was coming. I told you to get ready. And I told you I was going to let you know when we put up the website for you to order the album and get into our store. We have a store where you can buy T-shirts, you can buy sweatshirts, hoodies, pullover or zip-up, and you can buy beanies, or you can buy baseball hats, and then you can buy a coffee mug so that you can sit in your office and drink coffee. Yes, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and you need to contact StoryTime with GMoney.com. That's right. That's the website where you can pick up all of my comedy albums and all of the products that G Money has for sale in our store. And it's right there on the website. So dial up the site, StoryTime with G Money. No spaces. Just StoryTimeWith with GMoney.com. And you can pick up the albums and you can laugh at home with your friends and your family. That's right. I told you it was coming and it's here. All right. Back to the radio show. DJ Papa D, play another song. Because I feel like dancing.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree. And I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. And I would visit. And I would ride my motorcycle over to her house. And I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house. That she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. And I liked her daughter, and her daughter liked me, but her daughter was real light-skinned, and I was real dark-skinned. So Her mother had a problem with me dating her daughter. But I could go over there and visit, and her mother didn't have a problem with me sitting outside on the front porch and talking to her daughter. So I would sit out there with her daughter when I got home from school, and I would visit for a couple of hours. And before I left, I would get a kiss before I left, and I would be all happy and stuff, and I would ride home.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to tell you a story. I got another good one for you. You know, I was hanging out down on Vegas Valley Drive. I had moved into this house. I was telling you about that this week. And I went to the park. Well, first I went to the store, of course, and I bought some beers. And I bought a 12-pack of beer. And then I went to the park, and I sat down, and I watched the kids play tennis, you know, like I told you, it reminded me of when I was a kid and I was playing on the tennis team at the park. Well, I left the park and I went over to the baseball diamond and I was watching these co-ed teams play and I was laughing at all the girls that couldn't catch. The ball was rolling through their legs and they'd go for a fly ball and the ball would drop behind them in the outfield. Oh, it's funny. It was real funny. And I met the park director, and she was real cool. She gave me some snacks and stuff. So I was having a good time at the park. And then I walked over to the pond. They got a man-made pond in that park. And there were a bunch of little kids, like from 10 to 12 or 13 years old, and they were fishing. And I had to go over there and show them how to fish because obviously they didn't know what they were doing. And they were catching all these little fish, and they thought they were going to take the little fish home and eat them. But no, it's a catch and release pond where if the fish aren't a foot long, you can't kick it. You got to throw it back in. So I was watching the kids fish. And I looked over in the benches, the picnic area at the park, and there was some Mexicans sitting over there. Yep, I saw about 5 Mexican guys, and they had about 7 girls with them. And so I was checking it out. I'm like, oh, these girls look pretty good to me. Oh, let me see what I can do. And I looked up, and I saw they were smoking weed in the park. And I said, ooh-wee, they got some smoke. They're smoking some weed in the park. Oh, well, I'm going to go over here and mingle with them and be their friend so that I can get some of that weed. So I walked over, and I started talking to them, and you know, the guys were just sitting around smoking weed, and the girls were smoking weed, and I was sitting in the group with them, and I was drinking my beers, and I said, well, can I hit the joint? And they said, well, can we have some beer? And I had a 12-pack, so I had about 8 beers left. So I said, sure, I'll give you a beer, but it's going to cost you $1. And they were like, oh, okay, we'll pay $1 for a beer. And 6 of them give me $1, and all 6 of them grab a beer. And I go, wait a minute, hold up. You got to give me some weed first before you guys start drinking up all my beer. So they passed me the joint. And I said, okay, now I'm happy. Because I've drank
4 beers already, so I'm feeling no pain. I'm like nice and drunk, and I start smoking the weed. And, whoa, I was hitting that weed, and it was good. And I was like, man, what's up, y'all? What's your names, people? And the girls told me their names were Maria and Sally. And I was like, okay, Marie and Sally. And I was looking at the rest of the girls like, well, you going to tell me your names or what? But they were with their boyfriends, so I didn't want to interfere with what was going on. I was just smoking. And I was drinking a beer, and everybody was drinking a beer, and everybody was socializing. So I was talking to them and asking them, you know, if they were born and raised in Vegas, where they're from, what school they went to, if they're still in school. You know, I was asking conversational questions, just trying to get to see who they were and try to talk to them. And I found out that they were like in their 30s. So I was like, oh, you guys are out of school. And a couple of the girls said they were going to college. And I was like, well, that's good. That's good. You know, I used to be a school teacher, but I ain't no teacher no more. I came to Vegas to be a star. And they were laughing. And I said, oh, you guys think that's funny? All right. Well, maybe I could tell you a joke. And they said, okay, you got a joke? And I said, yeah, I got a joke for you. I said, there were two flies, and they were sitting on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted. And the other fly said, come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! Yeah, they laughed at that one. They thought that was real funny. And I said, yeah, that's just a couple of jokes that I know. So I could tell you some more, but let's smoke this weed. And so they came every day to the park because I started coming on a regular basis. And the girls would come, and I would take them off to the pool, to the pond area, one by one. And once I got alone with the girls, you know, I was making my moves. I was like, yeah, baby, you look good to me. Is that your boyfriend you were with? And she was like, no, that wasn't my boyfriend. That was just a friend of ours. We kind of grow up in the same neighborhood. And I was like, okay. You know, give me some sugar, girl. And she said, okay, I'll give you a kiss. And I said, yeah. And I laid down and I started kissing her. And then I rolled on top of her. And we were doing the naked. We weren't naked, but we were doing the oochie coochie with clothes on. We call it dry humping. That's what we call it in my neighborhood. It's dry humping. You ain't taking no clothes off, so you ain't getting no goods. But you're dry humping. You're laying on the girl, and you're grinding, and you're rolling around from side to side. And I was kissing her, and I was sucking on her neck, and we were doing all that stuff. And then she got up, and she walked back over to the picnic area where the other kids were. And another girl came over, and she was like, I like you. You're cute. And I'm like, yeah, baby, you really think I'm cute? Come here. Let me share this joint with you. And she said, okay. And she came over, and we smoked the joint together. And I laid her down on the grass, and I rolled on top of her. And I was grinding, and I was dry humping. And I said, ooh-wee, I got two girls in the same day. Whoa, And she was like, oh, I like you. You're really cute. You're fun. And I said, yeah, baby, I'm a lot of fun. There's a lot of things I can do. But we're not going to get into all of that right now. We're just testing the waters, if you know what I mean. So I stood up and I drank, smoked the rest of my blunt and drank the rest of my beer. And I shared the beer with the girl. And, you know, we had a little good time. We talked about where she was from and, you know, what was going on. And I was like, yeah, baby, but that's all right. That's so cool. And then she went back to the picnic with the rest of the Mexicans. And her girlfriend came over. Now, this is three girls in one day that are coming over to me because they wanted to smoke my weed. And I was like, well, I only got the joint. So now you guys are trying to smoke up all of my shit. But it was cool. I smoked a little bit with her. And then I laid her down and started kissing her and sucking on her neck. And she was like, oh, don't leave no marks. My boyfriend would get mad. And I said, oh, you got a boyfriend? Uh-oh. And I jumped up. I said, oh, I don't want to make him mad. I don't need no boyfriend. So anyway, that was the end of that day. Boy, I had a good time at the park. Yes, I did. All right, it's time for a commercial break. Papa D, play a song, drop a spot, and drop the comedy, drop the commercial break. And we'll be back in a minute. So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and gets on the bus at night and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. She comes and she comes in and she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. And she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay, I'm putting the money up. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and we're eating food and she goes to sleep. Well, I'm watching TV now. I'm smoking. So I'm high, but I'm up and I'm smoking and I'm eating food and we got plenty of food. And then it's Thanksgiving a couple of days. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. So we got two big, large pizzas in there, and we're eating Thanksgiving. We're eating pizza for Thanksgiving, and I got beer, and I got brandy, and I got gin, and I got water, and I got sodas. So our refrigerator is full, and our microwave is full. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
I want your love. I want your love. we looked up and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California, is doing a fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. And that's in Gardena, California. So go on the internet and pull up Sarah High School, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser. So donate to the golf tournament. Donate some money to their fundraiser, because they can really appreciate it. I went to Sarah. My brother, Big Nasty, went to Sarah. And we're in favor of Sarah doing all they can do to help the students at the school be able to stay in school. So the fundraiser is in the month of April. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School and look up the fundraiser that they have scheduled for the month of April so that you can participate, at least donate some money to the fundraiser. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So it's going to be a lot of guys in blue and white walking around in Las Vegas, and those are all my brothers. So you'll see, it'll be a lot of them here. Oh, we got about 150,000 of us around the world, and most of them are coming to Vegas in July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on with them. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless and for some other activities going on in Las Vegas. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless, and I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And this is Gregory's Stories. At least that's the name of my radio show. So I hope you enjoyed the story that I told today about me smoking weed and drinking beer and hugging and kissing on them girls. That's what I do. That's my claim to fame. But anyway, it's time for us to say good night. And I want to thank my DJ and my engineer, DJ Papa D, for his work in helping us organize this radio show today. And I want to thank Big Nasty for his influence in my radio show. So I'm going to tell you, we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then I'll be back on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And then we'll do our show for the homeless on Friday at 3 o'clock. So enjoy the rest of this week, as we got interesting stories to tell every day this week. And we're going to have a good time playing the music on my radio show. So, yes, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.